The ACLU of Michigan is accusing Grand Rapids police of engaging in racial profiling when one of its officers contacted immigration authorities after the arrest of a Marine combat veteran last December. ICE held Hilmar Ramos Gomez for 3 days at a detainment center. He was released when a lawyer provided ICE with proof of citizenship. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer is here with us from West Michigan. Dustin, refresh our memories about just why this American-born Marine combat vet was arrested and then detained.
Well, he was initially arrested by Grand Rapids police for trespassing on the helipad area at Spectrum Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids. Police say he also set a fire. So Grand Rapids police says that that incident, because the helipad area is sort of a sensitive area, that incident caused them to contact federal authorities over potential terrorism claims. And as part of that, one of the officers, Captain Kurt Vanderkoy, reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement and wrote an email asking them to check Hilmar Ramos Gomez's status.
And 3 days of being detained, did he not have his passport with him?
He had his passport with him. In fact, it's noted in the Grand Rapids Police Department, the Police Department police report, which the ACLU of Michigan obtained and shared with us today. It notes that his passport was on him. An attorney for the ACLU of Michigan also says he had a state license on him, which was real ID compliant, showing that he was a U.S. citizen. That was with him the entire time. The ACLU of Michigan is saying it was clear that this was a U.S. citizen and a veteran, and that he should never have been taken into custody by ICE, never should have been in that detention center in the first place.
And what else did we learn from the ACLU as far as communications between Captain Vanderkoy and ICE?
Well, the ACLU has released a bunch of communications from lots of officers at Grand Rapids Police who were involved in the investigation. And what they show is some conflicting information. For example, on Friday, Grand Rapids Interim Police Chief David Kittle said that the contact with ICE was entirely appropriate because Officer Vanderkoy thought that there might be a terrorism-related incident here. But one of the documents obtained by the ACLU of Michigan is a text from another officer who was actually on the scene at the time and was investigating the incident. He texted an FBI contact and said this was a vet PTSD, but not a FBI issue. That text happened hours before Vanderkoy contacted ICE with the question about Hilmar Ramos Gomez's status. In fact, ACLU of Michigan claims that Vanderkoy was off duty at the time he contacted ICE. So there are really some new questions about this whole claim that ICE was contacted because of these terrorism concerns.
Particularly, what did the ACLU point to that raises concerns of racial profiling?
That Vanderkoy, in his initial email, only asked about status. And Miriam Aukerman of the ACLU of Michigan says that, in fact, with her conversations with Grand Rapids Police, she says that Vanderkoy was actually off duty and watching the news. And all he saw was a photo of Hilmar Ramos Gomez and heard his name, which she said is a Hispanic sounding name. And that is the entire basis he used to contact ICE. Now, we haven't confirmed that. I don't know where Captain Vanderkoy was when he got this news. But that's their claim. And that's why she says it's a very clear case of racial profiling.
Now, have you been able, Dustin, to talk with the Grand Rapids Police? I'm wondering what their response is to this.
They put out a statement on Facebook on Friday. I did reach a communications person at the department over the weekend to ask if they had anything further. She said the statement issued on Friday will be their only statement. That statement came from the interim police chief, and he said they've conducted their investigation and found that Vanderkoy did nothing wrong. He did say that Vanderkoy used unprofessional language in his communications with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I think that refers to an email that had the subject line, which included the word loco, the Spanish word for crazy, and described in that email, who knows what his mad intent was going up on the helipad. The ACLU of Michigan says this is taunting Hilmar Ramos Gomez for his PTSD and clear mental issues that he has as a result of his service in the war in Afghanistan. So that was the statement from Grand Rapids Police. We haven't had any further statement from them on this.
And what is the ACLU looking for? What do they want?
Well, when I talked to Miriam Aukerman this morning, she said one thing that they're looking for is more accountability from the Grand Rapids Police and, frankly, from all of the other agencies that were involved here. This wasn't just a Grand Rapids Police issue. Hilmar Ramos Gomez was lodged in the Kent County Jail. When ICE took him into custody, he was transferred to the Calhoun County Jail, because Calhoun County is the county that houses immigration detainees. So she's looking for government officials at all of those places to take more responsibility. And she specifically said that she believes Grand Rapids Police needs more civilian oversight because the results of this investigation show that they clearly can't police themselves.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer checking in from West Michigan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.